We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Opera.
All right. Up to you, Bill.
Right. Seven for one. Come to me, seven. You beautiful baby. Come to me.
Six.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
One, three. $3 is at £25,000.
I'd only get 10,000. I'll fill you the gas works.
You won't. Let's see what you got.
I'll pay £5,000 in Park Lane. For the dark blue one. Now go on, you threw a double, didn't you? Six.
Four and three, six. The financial wizard is for it.
Go on, seven. Go on. There we are.
Down. I'll read it. Now, fine, £4,000. Payable to me and miss the next seven goes.
No, oh, tell me that. I don't believe you.
No, it's not in the pack. I'll double them up.
All right.
Now, my girl. Now, come on, everybody. Four. On the boot. One, two, three, four.
Now, well. You have inherited £5,000. Every time you land on chance, you leave the card and inherit a small fortune.
Just the way it goes, I mean, what a... Have a look through the window, see who that is.
Hmm. Oh, Sir James. Quick, Operation James. Scramble. You hide the silver, I'll stick the ornaments down. Keep your hands in your pocket.
All right, let's check now. Check.
Right.
Open up. Well... We'll open a door, call it in through the peephole. We don't particularly want the likes of you around here. Be about your business. You love the town of the neighborhood.
Be off now.
You can show for your Orson cart in the front garden.
Orson cart? That's me competition trotting set.
Are you going to let me in?
Or what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
No. From past experience, I estimate that the many talks I've had with you have cost me approximately a shilling a word.
But it's urgent.
Now, send me a telegram, then.
Well, thank you. I won't keep you long.
It's dead urgent, I tell you.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what. As a token of my sincerity, I'll give you back the cigarette box I went last time I was there.
Thank you, Sid. That's quite awesome.
Oh, very well.
Come on.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Oh.
Well, don't you give it up?
Cigarette?
Yeah. In Zand, you know. Hancock.
I allowed him to call them after me, you know.
Well, when I heard how much Larry got, I thought, get in.
They're funny looking frags, aren't they?
Well, you must realize they're a bit cheaper than the others. They're 20 for eight.
The filter tip goes three quarters of the way up.
All right, I'll try one.
You got a light?
Yeah. Well, that's that. I'll finish it.
Now, another one.
Yeah, I'll put it the other way this time. Makes a better smoke.
Well, now.
Yes?
Now, look. I'm in dead trouble. I'm at my wit's end. You've got to help me, Hancock.
Look, Phil.
We all like you. I'm sorry. I can't hide you anymore.
Now, these floorboards have been up and down so many times, we can't get the crease out of the car.
Oh, you've got it wrong. I'm not on the run.
Well, what's wrong, then?
It's me dad.
What about your dad?
It's his birthday tomorrow. He's 83, and he's coming down to London to spend a holiday with me.
Well, very nice, too. What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't let him stay with me.
Why not?
Oh, I'm a bit ashamed of it, really, but...
Now, come on.
Well, you see, he kept reading in the papers that I was appearing in court. There was only one thing I could do.
What?
I told him I was a judge.
No, Justice James. How could you lie to your own father like that?
Oh, I had to. If he knew what I really was, he'd never get over it. So I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, let him stay with you for a fortnight.
You can't. Not your own father. He's looking forward to seeing his little boy again.
Oh, I'll come down and visit him. If he can't stop at my place, you'll wonder who the redhead is. And you'll never believe that light-fingered Louie and Spanish Henry are my clerks to the court. And all those cars coming in and going out, different colors. Now, he's bound to notice. It's too risky. I can't disillusion the old boy after all these years. He's proud of me. He loves me. Apart from that, he might turn me in. Now, please let him stay with you, Ancrop.
Well, if I do, it's not for you, Sid. It's not for you, it's for him.
Poor old man. And not a word about me?
You won't find out from me, I promise.
Oh, thanks, Hancock. I won't forget it. I promise I'll never do you again. Until after he's gone.
Thank you, Sid. That's most kind. I knew I could rely on you. Now, you leave it to us, Sid. Me and Bill will do our best to make the old boy comfortable. I'll tell you what. Let's give him a birthday party tomorrow, and you come round and see him. You'll like that.
All right, then.
Have a shave, you know.
Put the best suit on. Don't come round in that black and white hoop jersey and the sack, will you?
Not really judge's gear, is it?
All right, then I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again. Now look after Dad, won't you? He's all I've got.
All right, Sid. Get out.
Well, shut up, then. There you are, see? Well, good in all of it. Old Sid got a spark of decency in him after all. I think he's really very fond of his old dad. He's really grateful to me for doing this. Where's my silver candlestick gone? They were here a minute ago. I left them on the piano next to me gold lame soup.
Oh, but it's dark out. He probably wanted to find his way home. Come on, William, to work. We've got to get the spare room ready.
Hey, that's my room. He's not having that.
Yes, he is. We'll have to make some other arrangement for you.
I'm not sleeping out in the dog kennel again.
Well, that's it. He should be quite comfortable now.
Let's see if we've forgotten how to take him.
Sheet, blanket, pillow. Either down, both down. Oh, yes.
What?
Mattress. Where is it? Come on, the mattress. He sleeps, we shall slumber deeper. Where is it?
But drop that door kennel so hard. Listen, he's 83. You can't expect him to sleep on the spring.
Poor old man, he'll have little curly patterns all over him.
Well, I think this is carrying friendship too far. Putting me out in the dog kennel. I think it's a downright liberty.
Listen, if I get much more of this, I'll cut your biscuits down. Now then, get those pictures off the wall.
Thank you, madam.
What an exhibition.
You're the art study.
Two and six a dozen. I'm probably using this place as a box number.
Oh, no. Leave them there. They're coming down.
Slap him in front of him, he'll go into a coma. We'll put some decent stuff up there for my room. You know, Monica the Glen, Island Chapel.
And when did you last see your father?
They don't draw stuff like that these days. They don't draw stuff like that. Of course they can't get the artists to know. Oh, gone are the days of a plate of bananas and an apple. Four fishbones and people with three ears these days. I don't know what the world's coming to. I should have been born 100 years ago, me. Much more at home, much more at home. Much more luxury. Don't get time these days. Quick flick through field and hardware and let me look.
What about the bed?
Oh, yes, forgive me. I was digressing. Yes, well, the mattress is in and the photographs are out. I think we're all set now. Don't forget he's an old man. Be nice to him. Treat him as if he was your own father. No, perhaps not. Just keep out of his way. That'll be best.
Captain, him, come on, cheer yourself up. Ma, that's the old national outfit in there.
Oh, are you Mr. Tiny? Oh, are you Mr. Tiny and Kick?
Well, that's near enough, I should.
You must be Mr. James.
That's right. Oh, Mr. James. You are, hold me, bird. Hold you watch me, bird, Clarence. Me toucan.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Get him here.
Don't put your finger in the cage, oh, dear me. Now have your finger all like a shot. Got jaws like razor blades, yes.
All right.
Bill, come and hold the birdcage. Don't put your...
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Might be a giggle, you never know.
Well, where's the rest of your baggage?
Yeah, here on the steps. Here, where's